I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 815, Lessons from a Cockroach. In this podcast, I try to find life lessons to teach us about God and ourselves and others from anywhere and everywhere. Sometimes it comes from my own life, something I've seen or observed. Often it comes from something I've read or watched. But in all the places to find a lesson about the Lord, I bet you never thought one would come from a cockroach. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love the God who made cockroaches and who made us with all that we've got, and to love others who aren't cockroaches like we love ourselves. You know, cockroaches are fascinating creatures. Did you know they can continue to live for days, even weeks, after being decapitated? That's because their blood pressure, circulation, and respiration is not controlled by their brains. They can feel and sense and amble about, appearing whole, even though they're headless. And what's even creepier is that their heads will survive also, yet neither will survive effectively. The body will roam around aimlessly with no memory or mission until it finally starves to death. It seems like they do at least need their heads to eat. But the head will also survive with antennas strobing, responding to stimuli, consciously aware of its surroundings, but unable to move or to make any impact on its environment. Two separate parts of one body, alive yet utterly ineffectual. So often we Christians are like decapitated cockroaches. Some of us walk around all caught up in our feelings. We care deeply about people or issues. We even interpret scripture or make assessments of God's will based on our feelings about a given issue, circumstance, or situation. Others of us walk about like a head without a heart. We've got tons of knowledge, but we lack grace. We lack compassion. We lack empathy. We're head, but no body. In short, we lack God's agape love. We spout knowledge as if knowledge alone can have an effectual impact. We need both our head and our body, our heart, if we're going to respond appropriately as we love God and others. 1 Corinthians 8:1 warns us that knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, "If I speak in the tongues of men or angels but don't have love, I'm a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have faith that can move mountains, but I don't have love, I'm nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but don't have love, I gain nothing." Again, that text is talking about having a head and having a heart. And then Proverbs 3, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make straight your paths." Again, heart and head. Here's the great question. Which would you say is more aligned with the Lord, your head or your heart? And why the difference? Let's pray. Clear my mind to follow you with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength, O Lord. Help me not be like a decapitated cockroach, but more like a loving child, seeking the Father's will in all my ways. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 816. And in the meantime, okay, that had to be the creepiest episode I've ever done, but I bet you'll remember it. Because the Christian must think, respond, react with their entire being. Feelings without thoughtfulness, knowledge, wisdom can leave us reactionary, grounded in our own senses rather than in the truth and mind of God. Knowledge without feelings, or better said, heart, without compassion or empathy, without God's agape love, well, that simply puffs us up. Like the cockroach, our heart and minds must be in touch with each other, working together in a symbiotic relationship if we are to minister the whole counsel of God. As we go through our day today, you may not see a cockroach, I hope you don't, but I bet you'll think about one. And I hope as you live your life for Jesus that you'll see ways that your head and your heart, what you think and what you feel, are connected together. Because we worship Jesus with all that we have, not just with one or the other. So maybe we can learn some lessons from a cockroach.